You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Lisa Thurgate Marks here, coming live from Mermaid Waters in Queensland. I'm actually off to Piranha Fest this afternoon, which will be wonderful. It's a festival we have over here, second year running. We have a lot of great inspirational speakers. There'll be dancing, conscious dancing, trance dancing, breath work, yoga, Pilates dance. So much for everybody. It runs over 3 days or four nights, 3 days. Yeah, so it's really good as a working medium and psychic to recharge my energy. And that is one way of protecting my energy, is to keep the vitality, the play, the balance of work, rest and play all happening, is to go and nourish my soul. And when we've been talking about the last few weeks about how do we protect our energies, one of the most important things is actually keeping our vibration high, not sinking, not feeling heavy, not feeling depleted. So in any which way that you would like to charge your energy, to bring out the play, to bring out the inner child, just to make you feel happy or calm, whatever it is the right way for you. And, you know, sometimes it could be having that nice warm bath. When we talk warm baths and just that nice comforting feeling of actually being back in our mother's womb where we're all nice and snug and safe, it actually allows you to connect to your higher self. When we connect back to our higher self and why we came here for this path, this journey that we are having, the warmth of a bath will allow us to just seep down and wash away all the troubles of the world, any negative energy, anything that's not serving us, and just allowing us to drift. And it's a beautiful feeling. So a good way, again, if you're not out dancing and doing the somatics and the breath work, out having fun with friends in nature, grounding, connecting to the ethers, the cosmos above, is to just coming back in and just relaxing, feeling centered, which way that will be in a warm bath, is a beautiful one. I have a lovely caller, Trish, coming. How are you, Trish? Lovely to hear from you.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. My daughter's actually off to LA this weekend to America. Beautiful weather over there. She'll be leaving cooler weather. I'm so excited, but yeah, nervous, and I can't get to spend her 21st with us. Yes, it is.
Wow.
But where I live, we don't get much winter. But yeah, no, it's lovely.
Well, that's good.
Would you like some guidance today, Trish, or would you like to connect with a loved one? What would you like?
Oh, goodness. Gosh, I could use a little of both, but I think that I would love to connect with a loved one if I could. Were you able to hear me?
Yes, I'm just connecting. Sorry. Yes, I'm just feeling. I actually have a mail came straight in for you before you even started talking, which is quite interesting.
Wonderful.
He's saying, are you okay? And the short answer is yes. The long answer is long, he said. Oh, okay. Does that make sense? Yeah, he said, are you okay? The short answer is yes. The long, and then there is a longer answer. It's around, I keep getting the words letting go of the anxiety. I feel he's very, I'm getting the word peace, but very calm, very calm. Speaking up. So this is now for you to be able to talk more. So if you can actually get out more, how would that resonate with you to be able to be out more? More out in public, more out joining different things.
I know it's time. It's just hard.
And it is. And he is acknowledging that, but also when you are out and your spirit is lifting and you're getting the energy of people around you, providing you join something nice or go to church or community group or even just going for a lovely, you know, afternoon tea, morning tea, things like that, going to the library. When you're connecting with people whose energy's up, it's actually going to bring you up more. The more that we can bring you up in your feelings, the more that you will be able to connect through to your husband more, the more that his energy will be able to come through. No, it's your father. Sorry. Sorry, did you say something?
No, I didn't. I hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, so the more that you can connect, does that make sense?
Yes. Did you say something about a father?
Yes. First, I feel there's a man around you. He's like your husband, but I actually have a father here as well. I've got two men, three men. Oh, my God, I've got three. I have three men.
Yeah.
Aren't you lucky? No. you're lucky that they all came in.
Yeah, my husband passed. But my father is still alive.
Your husband here, but I also, is your father have dementia or something? Or very like up in, because his energy is coming through, because I had your husband, but then I got the word father, so there's something around your father well.
Well, my father is going to be 94 next week.
That doesn't mean
he's up there in age.
Yeah, it's just that his energy's up there connecting. So you must be having some sort of communication with your dad, or your husband's coming around your dad. And I've also got another man up here. So your husband is not alone, but he would like you to go out more, bring your energy up, join these clubs, do things. Is there a community or is there an ex-services club or something that you can join? Ex-services. Oh.
I really have been trying to find something. I live in a very rural area and I don't really know many people. We hadn't lived here long when he got sick. So I have been going to church.
So even to go to church, ex-services, like something for widows, going to if you could get into, we have a Country Women's Association, CWA here in Australia, which is very good too. He's talking about getting in with services, even to the library would be good for you. There must be different groups that you can do.
Yeah, he's holding. I've been looking at different
areas. He keeps holding between my chest here. Has anything happened with his chest? Because he's holding between my breastbone here. Or is that you just with your anxieties?
Maybe. I do have anxiety.
Yeah, because he keeps talking about the anxiety he's holding between the chest. And I'm getting... So you know what? If you go out and ask him to come with you, because if you're still talking and feeling and saying, come on, come with me, help me lift my spirits today, you're there for company, you will feel him more because he tells me he's always around you. I keep looking in the back garden to the left-hand side. Good. He's showing me the back garden to the left-hand side. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I'm not sure. I wish he could tell you what, I mean, no, I don't, I'm not sure what he's referring to.
In the left-hand
the
side?
The water. Yeah. It's just, it's the water back here.
Is it water, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. He's just telling me if you can look out to there anyway, there's something in the left-hand side. So if it's the water view or the water, or have a look, have a feel around there because he is always around you. That might have been a spot that he actually liked that he's looking to. Has he ever fished?
Yeah, he loved fishing.
Thank you. Maybe watching the people fish might connect you as well, just going and sitting and watching. This is showing me fishing.
Yeah.
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 He's sending so, so much love. Do know, too, when people, their soul and they're like feeling towards readying to depart, it doesn't mean they're going to go straight away, but you can often feel people's energy because their soul's going up. It's a lot more comfortable for them up there. And your dad's obviously feeling the energy of your lovely husband.
Oh.
Your husband just keeps pushing out so much love to you. He just wants to just drag you in and give you the biggest hug, like drag you in. He said it was like pulling you right in, big bear hugs. Oh,
that's gorgeous. That's because I say every day I say I just really miss your hugs.
Oh, because he's giving them to you, the biggest bear hugs too. Oh, I love that for you. Love that. At least you know he's there with you. You've got so much beautiful evidence too to know that he's there. So with that in mind, it's beautiful to go and worship you being here because you still have a life to enjoy, he's saying. Mm-hmm.